This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Okay. Friday, the 27th of November. Happy Thanksgiving, I think, is still appropriate, aren't you, Victoria? It's good to say Happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving weekend is upon us. How about another day of Thanksgiving? How about every day we spend some time with Thanksgiving? That would be a very good and appropriate way to spend some of your time. And spending some of your time with us is also very appropriate and good. DJV show at the ready here on Black Friday. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer is on, where is she? Anyway, didn't she go someplace? I'm not sure where she went. Seems to me she's...
Not sure.
No, she did not go to the...
Home with family, yeah.
Yeah, didn't go to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, though. All the people that were watching the parade didn't seem to have much in the way of, hey, that's really cool. So why were the people that were watching it so upset with all of the... there were all the acts, the usual kinds of things... So why was it that things were not as they were supposed to be, Victoria? Or at least some people thought they were supposed to be. What happened? Did you watch it, by the way?
I did. I watched all of it. I didn't think it was that bad. But one of the things that I think is terrible is when they try to do a Broadway show. I understand Broadway is hurting right now. And Broadway will not be opened. The earliest that a Broadway theater will be open will be next June. So I understand that they wanted to promote some of the new Broadway shows that were out. Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill was one of the shows that was sort of a hotly anticipated show, and then it didn't really get a chance to open. But they do, like one scene from it, so you have no context. You don't know what the show is about, and you just see a cast of, like, dorky people standing there acting out a scene from a Broadway show. I thought it was terrible. Like, it was the worst advertisement for a Broadway show ever. I would never go and pay money to see that show. The singers weren't even good. It looked awful.
Like, so is that different, though, than each year, doing it the way they do it? How is it different?
I mean,
each year they do the same kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, they always have some, some nod to Broadway. But when it's moving on a float down Central Park West, making its way to Macy's, it's different when it's moving through the crowds and the music kind of comes, it passes you by. And so it doesn't seem as concentrated, I guess is the word. But this was just, like, they had a scene from Hamilton, which was great. Everyone, at this point, if you're a New Yorker, like, everyone knows the music to Hamilton. So the Hamilton scene was really good, and everyone's in costumes, and it was really fun to see. But the Jagged Little Pill thing was a disaster. The Mean Girls scene was also, like, why would anyone want to watch this? I don't know. It just, the Broadway stuff really fell flat.
What about Pentatonix? They were the a cappella group that we all like at Christmas
was
time.
Great. I thought they were great. They're always great. But the thing that people don't realize across the country is when everyone said, "Oh, I can't believe they're lip syncing." Every year since 1940 or whenever the parade began, every musical act has to lip sync because they don't have the technology to have moving live performances going from,
place
86th
to place.
Street
the
way down to 34th Street. They just don't, that doesn't exist. So every year, I'm sorry to burst anyone's bubble, but every year when you're watching the parade and you see, John Legend or you see Rick Astley and are the big acts that have been, quote unquote, singing on floats for the last few years, they're all lip syncing. And a couple years ago, someone called out John Legend and he said, "I'm sorry to break it to everybody, but we have to lip sync. There is no other option. That we just cannot. They don't have the technology or the bandwidth."
People got anything better to do with their time than complain about this?
No,
they're lucky.
Apparently
they
not.
Have it.
Every
Apparently.
Year there's a big complaint.
Somebody didn't like the Rockettes. I'm just looking at
the review.
Well,
the one thing that was weird, it was strange that the Rockettes didn't do the kick line. That was.
They're not supposed to be together because of the
distancing
rules, right?
Right. Yeah. So that was, but it is fun to see the Rockettes, do their big routines.
Kick, boom,
that was
kick, boom. Kick,
yeah,
boom.
I mean, people love that wherever you are, whether you're at you're at Radio City and you're seeing the Christmas Spectacular, or you see them on an award show. That is their signature move. So that was a little disappointing to not be able to see that. But all in all, I don't know. I thought that they did the best they could.
Good. So you give it the benefit of the doubt. So after you watched the parade, did you watch the dog show? My daughter and my grandson were watching the National Dog Show, which took place, it usually does on Thanksgiving Day, and the winner was a Scottish deerhound.
Yeah.
So what would a deerhound, I didn't, you watched it, I'm betting, as well.
I watched a little bit of it. We had it on in the background. The deerhound looks like an Irish wolfhound to me. I couldn't tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Like a big kind of scraggly looking, yeah, like a big wolfhound.
Mm-hmm. And so this
was
the first time.
That was the first time that breed had ever won.
Right, exactly. Dog's name was Claire, or is Claire. The lady who owns Claire is Angela Lloyd. There were 538 dogs entered. These poor dogs, they look so frou-froued up that you'd think that this would be the last thing they'd want to do no matter what
very
day.
Very pampered.
It was. Yeah, exactly. 135 years. They've been doing that thing, hosted by the Kennel Club of Philadelphia. So they prevented the usual affair from being what it was, obviously for the same reasons, right? Dog handlers and owners and stuff couldn't get so close together. A lot of, there were some spectators there, but not a lot,
did
right?
Did Miles or Megan notice that the audience was made up of cardboard cutouts of dogs?
Yes, sir.
Of dogs? Yes. Miles probably thought that was cute.
Miles and I spent a long time on the phone. He's now taken, for whatever the reason, he thinks joking, he had Brendan and Stitches and his mother and me, because he's now done knock-knock jokes. Knock-knock, who's there? Uncle Brendan. Uncle Brendan who? And then he'd come up with some silly little line afterwards, and he would go into hysterics. And
did you guys do a family FaceTime?
Yeah, we did. It was fun.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Does
yeah,
he still call Sophie Uncle Sophie?
Yes, still calls Sophie
that.
Uncle
that's
Sophie.
So funny.
Yep. So the other thing that's going on today, as a result of it being the day it is, although I think it's been somehow, like everything else, watered down, Black Friday. And this, by the way, I remember studying Black Friday in school. It was a negative because what was happening in the gold markets, the markets in 1869 went into a tailspin because they were manipulated, and there were a lot of bankruptcies as a result of that. And so now today, Black Friday has a whole different meaning, and it isn't just Black Friday. It's the whole week, and it seems to be like this has been going on all month. Hasn't it? Black Friday, you went through some of the deals.
A couple
yesterday.
Weekends, at least, looking, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Kohl's has got some great deals as I look around here. And the Coach Outlet and supposedly Macy's deals starting. No, I was out yesterday. I took a friend to breakfast, and then I went to Western Mass to do my usual drop a tractor off and pick a tractor up routine, and I was around a lot of retail area. Everything was closed, and it's the first time in quite a long time. I think it's very appropriate that for whatever the reason, the retail stores and many of the restaurants are thinking, I guess, of their employees, and no Thanksgiving, not even a midnight. I didn't hear ads for, you know, it used to be that at midnight on Thursday or into Friday morning, all these sales, go there at midnight. Yeah. I didn't hear much of that either. There isn't much.
Well, they're really trying to discourage people, you know, from gathering and waiting at the door at Walmart.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen images from past Black Fridays of people trampling, you know, store employees to try to bust through the door to get in at midnight, and crazy, crazy scenes. And they are just trying to discourage that this year. That's why all the online stuff is an incentive.
I went by a Boston Market, and the line was out the door and
around the
corner. Because you can't find turkey, and normally they're busy anyway on Thanksgiving, but you can't find any turkeys. A friend got sliced up turkey breast. You did the same thing, as I remember you telling us yesterday, that there wasn't any turkey around.
Mm-hmm. We had a small turkey breast that we baked in the oven. It was really good.
Yeah, right. So anyway, after the Macy's parade, there were all kinds of advertising. Wow, the world is full. And I discovered something last night. I was so excited how to stream programs that had been on the night before. I discovered, and I think I discovered it by accident, in fact. I was flipping around, and I got to a point, and something came on the screen about streaming. And I think I hit a channel. I was looking for channels that I hadn't seen before. just to sort of experiment. What do I have and what can I see? And should I change to RCN because I'm tired of dealing with the Verizon? And so you got me to thinking about that. You know how you say I got you to think about buying a new car? Well, you got me to thinking about RCN. And so anyway, I got to the playback of The Blacklist, which is a show that I have watched pretty faithfully over the past 7 years, although the last
Your Verizon has on demand. I'm guessing that's how you found all these years.
Yeah. Right, I think that's, right, exactly. But I thought you'd think it was funny because I finally discovered something everybody else has known about for the past 46 years. At any rate, so there were a lot of ads for Macy's. And, you know, there were plenty of ads for all of them. There were Kohl's ads and various things. But, you know, the way that they've broken all this down and the way, you know how most people don't even, I guess they take this for granted, as we do most businesses and the intricacies of how they all work. You know, like this business that you and I are in is a very technical business. It's a very intricate business and it has a lot of moving parts. We're not supposed to, why do people care? All they want to know is what they, when they turn on the device or the radio or whatever it is, they want to hear something. That's all. They don't want to know from whence it comes. And, you know, so I look at all these ads from Nordstrom's and, as I said, Macy's and JCPenney's, and then within the ads and within the store sales, because they have to aggregate, you know, they don't have their own products. They get products from various manufacturers and they put them on sale. That's what a department store, hello, duh. What do you think the word department means? Various departments, they get, procure merchandise, and then you can come to one place and buy all of that. And so I was seeing one of the store ads had Dyson vacuums in it, and then it had some kind of cooking ware. You know, I mean, that's not my deal. But, you know, there are a lot of people, obviously, who are into a Cuisinart toaster. I remember seeing that in the advertising. There's a vacuum cleaner. Was an iRobot? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
An iRobot? Is there a robotic vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, they're like a Roomba. iRobot makes the Roomba.
What's a Roomba? Roomba is a vacuum cleaner? Sounds like something should be doing. Dancing.
Roomba? No, not a Roomba. You've never heard of a Roomba? Really?
The is it R-O-O-M-B-A? Is that what it is?
Yeah, Yeah, Roomba.
Roombo, maybe. Roombo would make more sense. Roombot.
No, it's called a Roomba. They've been around forever. The little disc thing that you know floats across your floor and vacuums the robot. Mm-hmm. Really? You've never heard? Really?
No.
Even my parents have one of those.
Okay. All right. Okay. There we go. So here's another thing that is going on this weekend. For those of you who have eaten, I don't know how much I ate. Actually, I got a special. I stopped by my pal Donald's house last night when I was in Western Mass to actually fix a flat tire on my trailer. And his wife, Ann, who is a sweet lady, made me the most wonderful turkey dinner. I haven't had turkey for ages. Turkey and dressing and potatoes. And so Daisy and I had a nice meal sitting outside on the side of the truck because, you know, if you want to come in the house, she's vulnerable because of COVID stuff. So anyway, that was my Thanksgiving, was moving tractors, changing a flat tire, having a call with Miles and Megan and Brendan, and that was it. And it was good. I felt it was good. I love those kinds of days because you don't have to think about, there's nobody you have to do business with because everybody's off and there's no traffic on the roads. It's very cool. So now that you've eaten all that you've eaten, have you started to think, you know, Doug's right when it comes to losing weight. I was talking to who did I talk to about this? You know, my son actually losing weight. He said, I'm putting on weight. I got to do something about it. I said, let's do Calitrin. He says, is it all full of all kinds of stuff? I said, nope. It is good for you because it's good for me. It's good for everybody. It is absolutely drug-free. None of the stuff that makes you all hyped up that is in most of the weight loss programs. So you'd like to, you know, proof is in the pudding. Go to toploss.com, their website. See the Thanksgiving specials that you can get when you use the discount code DJV at checkout and get on to the losing weight plan that you're thinking about doing. Let's take...
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
That's James Corden?
No, I think that's the original Broadway recording.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that's but that voice will be James Corden when
right.
Yeah, that will be James Corden from Netflix.
This is the folks at Netflix have released the track list for Ryan Murphy's The Prom. At least the soundtrack, Sony Music Masterworks, have decided to release the date for The Prom, and the soundtrack for Ryan Murphy's Broadway adaptation of that, of the movie of the same, the show of the same name. It'll be available on the 4th, which would be, a week from today? Isn't that? Yeah, I think it's a week from today, matter of fact. And on CD, the 18th of December. The film's release date is December 11th, but it's only going to be on Netflix. Soundtrack for The Prom includes all 16 songs from the original musical, each newly recorded by the cast. Meryl Streep is in it, James Corden is in it, Nicole Kidman is in it, Kerry Washington, Andrew Reynolds, Keegan-Michael Key, let's see here, Ariana DeBose, Joellen Pellman. I don't know those names. I know the earlier
Joellen,
names.
Joellen Pellman is actually from the Broadway musical. She's one of the actresses.
So,
but everybody else is sort of a big Hollywood name. It's going to be, it's incredible to have all of these people together in one musical. It's going to be, a lot of people are already, you know, on social media buzzing about it. So it's going to be interesting to see. It's a great story, too.
Corden to be a very talented guy, and he's not one of these, he's not a Jerkleberger
people
like...
people don't remember, maybe, but before he was James Corden of The Late Late Show, he was, he won a Tony Award. He was on Broadway. He started out in the West End Theater in London.
Really?
Yeah, he started out in London. He was in a musical called Something Gentleman. I forget what it was, like Three Gentlemen or whatever. And he played multiple parts, and he just blew everybody away. And then it came to Broadway, and he starred in it here as well. And you know, normally they recast when they go from the West End in London to Broadway, but they kept him, and then he won the Tony Award. And then from that moment, everybody was like, who is this guy? He's amazing. He's got such a great personality, a beautiful voice.
And
that was the start of his whole career.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you. That's a good update. Anyway, James Corden and Kerry Washington, Meryl Streep, those are the names that I recognize on this list for the release again next week, the soundtrack, and then it actually is going to be on Netflix on the 18th. So you can look forward to that. Spend a couple of hours whiling them away watching that thing. Next up here musically as we come to 26 after the hour on the DJV show, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and Kiss. Crank this up, would you please? Pretty familiar musical entree here. They're going to blow up the year in 100 feet of flames in a big, decadent, record-breaking rock and roll live stream coming from Dubai. Of course, where else?
Mm-hmm.
On New Year's Eve. This is their first show in a while, the ongoing farewell tour. How long has it been going on? About 4 years? Right, exactly. They're well known for their grandiose style, all the noise they make and all the blowing up and stuff, yeah. So they want to, this time, set the Guinness Book of World Records for the biggest pyro show ever. Boom! They'll be performing outdoors at the Dubai Atlantis Hotel. Majority of fans will be watching them. Several thousand hotel guests, however, will be there, or they can watch from their balconies. And that's that big, tall building, right? Isn't that the one that Tom Cruise jumped from?
I think it is, yeah. It might be. But yeah, that would be fun to watch from your balcony.
Oh, yeah,
what a great way to ring in the new year.
Pyrotechnic show cost us $1 million. 400 workers put the show together. The stream has a few major sponsors. I guess if you want to watch this on TV, it's $39. Most live streams are about, what, 15?
Mm-hmm.
So you can count on Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. They apparently have spent most of the last 8 months isolating with their families and, you know, talking about distancing and masks and that sort of thing.
Yeah, no spring chickens, so
they're
all
Simmons.
Saying, look, this is... They've got to be 70, right?
Oh, yeah, they're at least. Yep. So something to look forward to for New Year's Eve, boys and girls. 28 and a half after on the DJV show.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility. Enhanced commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments, and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
It's the Black Friday sale at Ace. Visit acehardware.com to get your coupon for 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online this Friday only. Find the perfect gifts for everyone on your list from some of our best brands and more. Save big on Black Friday with 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online only at Ace. Must present coupon to redeem. Offer valid at participating stores at acehardware.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chinese state media, The People's Daily, is claiming all available evidence suggests that the coronavirus came to the communist country in imported frozen food. The People's Daily, on their Facebook page, says Wuhan was where the coronavirus was first detected, but it was not where it originated. In the National Football League, the Pittsburgh Steelers were supposed to host the Baltimore Ravens on Thanksgiving night. More bad news.
The Baltimore Ravens were supposed to play a primetime game on Thanksgiving night against their division rivals, the Pittsburgh Steelers. That game has instead been moved for now to Sunday afternoon and looks even more likely to be postponed or canceled. Another four Ravens players tested positive Thursday for coronavirus, and the team has closed its facilities until at least Monday. One of the players who reportedly tested positive is reigning NFL MVP quarterback Lamar Jackson. If the game against the Steelers is played Sunday, Jackson won't be under center, leaving Robert Griffin III to start for the first time since week 17 of last season. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations?
With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
After his Thanksgiving video conference call with overseas military troops, President Trump held a press conference with reporters. Let's listen in on some of the comments.
A lot of things are being found in Georgia, and they are absolutely against showing. I mean, it's a sad thing. They don't want to show signatures. It can be solved if you show signatures, but you're going to find out the people that signed aren't the people that are supposed to be signing. You're going to find that the people that signed those envelopes, they didn't do the ballots, envelopes. And then somebody said maybe the envelopes were thrown out. There's tremendous fraud here. If you look at, wait just 1 second, if you look at 10 o'clock in the evening, you saw what happened. Then you had these massive dumps. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. You have Dominion, which is very, very suspect to start off with. Nobody knows the ownership. People say the votes are counted in foreign countries. No, and much worse than that, by the way, with Dominion. So, you know, Dominion is also partially based in Canada, but it's based in other countries too. And nobody knows where the votes, but you know, Canada refuses to use Dominion. Canada uses paper ballots. So think of it, they're based in Canada, and Canada refuses to use them. They're smart.
A recent spike in COVID-19 activity within the Baltimore Ravens organization has led to another major development. Star quarterback Lamar Jackson has tested positive for the coronavirus and will not play on Sunday against the Steelers. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, DJ Beers. How do you do? How many people listening, you suppose, Victoria, have the initial D or J or V with their name? How many Jennifers do we have listening? How many Victorias do we have listening? How many Dudleys or Dougs do we have listening? Probably not too many Dudleys, but maybe a bunch of Dougs. Jennifer is out. Victoria is here. I have an announcement to make. Da-da-da-da-da. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I have decided to get the shots.
Oh, the vaccine?
Yep.
Okay. So Dr. Ken convinced you?
He did, in fact. Well, I think it was a combination of things. I'm not, for those of you who may be listening to the program for the first time, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I think there are way too many vaccines that have been cast upon the mountaintop, and we have been suckered into believing that we need a vaccine for everything in our life. It's kind of like the overage that's done a lot of things we are just over the top with, and we've got just too damn many vaccines. However, when it comes to the safety of my family, when it comes to being able to move about quickly, I am convinced that there will be at some point in time, and it's probably not too far down the road, that if I want to or you want to travel somewhere outside the country, you won't get anywhere if you don't have some kind of a card that says you were vaccinated. I think that's the way it's going to go. So, I have, there are two shots, and Ken told me, Ken Kronhaus, to whom you referred a minute ago, who is my very dear friend, and he said something to me. It was very... I say this to other men. I said it to my pal Donna last night after his wife made the dinner and he helped me change the tire. I love you, pal. And he said, I love you, too. It wasn't easy for him to do it. He kind of choked on the words, but I think it may be the first time we ever exchanged that. And then when I was talking to Ken on Wednesday night, when the conversation was all that we talked for about, it was way more than an hour. He went over some of the recent stuff that I've had done testing-wise as a result of what they think is a TIA. So he went through it all, and we were talking about his daughter and his family and what he was doing. And he said, I got to go. I love you. Bye. And that's so not Ken. I mean, but it was nice to hear. It's kind
of
sweet.
I think a lot of people are taking stock of, what's really important this year.
Yep,
if you're not
really allowed
to be with your family, or if you couldn't travel to see your family, or if you were on FaceTime or Zoom or whatever. I had so many friends, that posted pictures of doing Zoom, Thanksgiving with family, friends that they couldn't travel to see. And I think it really makes people, take stock of what's truly important.
Why not?
And it's not, it's just there's so much superficial stuff in our worlds. And, when you strip that away, you're left with relationships and connections. And I think that's really nice. And
I think that's a lot about with the holidays. Some of the holiday things like Black Friday, buying this and doing, that kind of stuff is pretty superficial when it comes down to the reality of the real stuff. So anyway, everybody's going to make up their own mind. I'm not going to try to convince you because that's not my place. It's not my job and I don't do that sort of thing. I'm just going to tell you what I do. And so if it works to...
The question, though, is does Ken have you on a fast track to get the vaccine?
Yes, I think I have.
Does he have a connection?
he's going to get, he and all of the rest, remember, I think yesterday we started talking about this, and thanks, by the way, to all those who followed us on Thanksgiving. Victoria and I were here, had nice chats about lots of things, as we usually do, not nearly as much about the regular stuff, and I kind of like that, and I may think that it's appropriate to do less of the quote-unquote regular stuff and be the other guys and talk about things that are more personal and maybe more appropriate for you individually.
The things that really actually
matter. The things that really matter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That you can really do something about. And you can do something about the COVID, and you can do something about the vaccines and preventing, you and your family and people that you care about being exposed to this stuff, because this is not going to go away any more than flu bugs have gone away. It's just another flu bug. It's just much more potent. But there are lots of other things that are around, that we ought to get vaccinated for, that we, there's, as I said, I think there are way too many vaccines, but I think there are some four or five handful that ought to be part of everybody's life, at any rate. So that Ken and most of the other medical professionals in the country will have a vaccine on the 11th of December. The FDA is due to approve the final stuff on the Pfizer vaccine, and I believe the Moderna comes right after that.
Mm-hmm.
But Ken fully expects to have a vaccine for his whole crew and others who are of service to him and that are in that immediate area. All the doctors will have the vaccine on the 11th of December, and he fully expected, because I would be in the second wave normally anyway because of my age, that the second wave will be sometime late December, early January. So I expect I'll have my first shot sometime in fairly early on in January and then the second one. Because what escaped me, Brendan and I were talking about this last night, I didn't realize it was a two-shot thing. So you have to get the first one, then you have to get the bumper, or the booster rather, before it is actually effective.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that's going to keep, I think we have talked about this, Victoria, the fact that the vaccine has to be in this particular vaccine, not all of them, but the Pfizer vaccine has to be stored at the coldest temperature you can imagine, 94 degrees below zero, 94 degrees Fahrenheit below zero. So if you want to have, and you also need to ask your provider, because there are two different things, as Jack Stockwell will tell you. Some of the vaccine will have mercury in it that is supposed to keep it more usable for a longer period of time, just like this stuff has to be cold in order for it to be of value.
Mm-hmm.
You also want to make sure you ask the doctor, does this have mercury in it? And don't take a shot that does, because that's bad business for you. So the folks at UPS trying to get ahead of what they know is going to be a big shipping date to ship this vaccine. They have to put in each truck about 1,200 pounds of the dry ice. Is that really? That's what it is. Dry ice.
Right.
It's very cold. That's the steamy stuff that, when you stick your finger.
Science class.
Right. If you ever, thank you. High school science class. I stuck my finger on a block of it and
Ooh. They
had to cut the ice away and let
Ooh.
It thaw because your hand just, yeah, exactly.
Oh, gosh. No, you can't touch dry ice.
No. It's actually not good to breathe either.
Right.
Because
right.
of the makeup of it. There's a carbon something or other in it.
But
so.
See, this makes me a little nervous. You know,
why?
Well,
which part of it makes
you
nervous?
The dry ice part and the UPS. So UPS has this partnership now that they've announced where they are going to distribute freezers that are capable of reaching minus 112.
Yes.
So they're going to be sending these freezers out to healthcare providers so that they can store the Pfizer vaccine. Like you said, it needs to be at 94 degrees below.
Yep.
So they're going to have as much as 1,200 pounds of dry ice every hour. They're going to produce 1,200 pounds of dry ice every hour in the U.S. and Canada. It just makes me a little bit nervous that that's not the most stable delivery system. You know, it just, I don't know.
It's the best that we have, though. I think that's the best
we can come up with. I know. But, like, what happens, though, if, God forbid, something happens and the dry ice isn't cold enough or something goes wrong and then the vaccine maybe
there's
gets
such
spoiled.
An urge to do it. Okay, I'll take it anyway.
Well, that's where the rushing thing kind of gets a little bit, you know, it makes me a little bit nervous because what happens, you know, it's like traveling with, you know, with raw meat or dairy that needs to be, you know, cold and it gets a little bit too warm and then you're not sure what bacteria starts growing. In this case, we don't know if this vaccine goes above negative 94 degrees, it's not effective.
No good.
Yep. So that makes me nervous that we could have, you know, batch. What if a truck breaks down? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there are so many things that can happen.
Then what ifs what ifs as there are.
But the problem, though, is you wouldn't know.
But so how do you? There's nothing colder than dry ice.
Right, but if something happens and this creeps above 94 degrees below zero, then people get the vaccine, they think they're safe, and it turns out it's not. I mean, this is, you know.
It's not going to hurt you, it just won't help you.
Right.
That's
But you'll think that you've already gotten it. So, I don't know. It makes me a little bit nervous that it's so unstable that it needs to be kept at such a cold, cold temperature. And then the transport makes me nervous.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking
Maybe Moderna
of rushing,
is the way to go, because that's regular temperature.
Yeah, but it's not going to be ready as soon. So you see what is the pluses and minuses. You mentioned rushing. So to move, watch the Segway Serenade here, from rushing to Russia, and from Russia with love, apparently Bad Vlad, Mr. Putin, is the father of a secret love child, with his cleaner. Now the cleaner
Arnold
seems to be
Arnold Schwarzenegger of him, right?
Right. The cleaner who's now worth $100 million.
That's interesting.
Her name is Svetlana Krovnoglevich or something like that. Lives in a very elite part of St. Petersburg, which is where Putin's pals all live. St. Petersburg is kind of like living in not the same weather, but it'd be
is
like living in Malibu.
Snowden lives?
No, I don't think he's in. St. Petersburg and Leningrad, same city. Now that you mention it, I think I have seen that he was in Leningrad. I thought that's a good thing to check out. So anyway, his daughter's name is Elisaveta, and apparently she looks just like him. The outlet that produce these pictures and stuff, I'm sure that those people
They're
will all be dead by the end of the day.
They've been disposed of. Yeah.
Right. His first wife I guess he's only been married once, right? Ludmilla was his wife. Don't you love Russian names? Sounds like an episode of The Blacklist. All of these names here, or maybe they get them from the Russians. The birth documents for Elisaveta don't have a father. They only list Vladmira Nova as that's the name from her father, Vladmira, So that's her last name, is that it?
That's Vladmira. What's listed, which is, you know, interesting because he's Vladimir Putin, so.
Right. and didn't do a very good job of hiding it.
Right.
Anyway, so anyway, her mother is 45. She's been a cleaner from someplace in Russia, and then now all of a sudden she's worth $100 million. Apparently, she owns a night spot that's known for "quote unquote" erotic shows. That's how she got to be worth $102 million. How do you suppose she got set up in that business?
Exactly.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Right.
Putin has a track record of secrecy. He doesn't. I guess his friends know what's going on with him, but other than that, there are flight logs that link her to flights taken by Putin. And they live in the most elite housing district in St. Petersburg. So anyway, he had two children from his first marriage, though, right? Two daughters.
Yes. Yeah.
Now they're in their 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And he has four children with a gymnast named Alina Kabaveya. How do you pronounce that name? So
yeah,
he's been a busy boy.
He's got a lot of kids.
Right. Okay.
But he doesn't seem to recognize any of them.
Bad. So, no, well, yeah, he's too busy recognizing himself and, riding bareback on the horse.
Right.
And, look at me. Here I am. I'm the leader of the bad world. You know how we have leaders of the free world and leaders of the not-so-free world. I don't ever see any pictures of that Chinese premier, whatever his name is, Yi Yang Bung, whatever his name is, who doesn't deserve any respect and gets none from me.
The president?
He is. Yeah, what's the guy? What are
president
we all?
President Xi.
Xing. Z, that's it, right. Yeah. Have you ever seen any children connected to him?
Well, I couldn't pick him out of a lineup. I've seen him once or twice, in pictures with world leaders or whatever, but I don't think I'd be able to pick him out.
Slick back, black hair. All the Chinese leaders seem to have that. All right, so there it is. That's the gossip about Bad Vlad, boys and girls. I know it'll make good conversation this weekend. You can tell everybody you heard it here on the DJV show, 47 after the hour. If you don't have your My Pillows yet, you haven't taken advantage of the sale of the year on standard pillows, queen pillows, those great king-size pillows that are so great. I wrap myself around one of those king pillows every night when I go to bed. I have the routine. Daisy jumps up into the bed and she finds her own little spot. She's got a MyPillow up in bed. She's got MyPillows downstairs in the den. MyPillows for dogs, MyPillows for your family. Everybody ought to have their surroundings in the sack MyPillows. All kinds of different colors and the roll and go pillow cases that are cool, the pillows, accessories, but the sale pertains right now to the regular pillows. The regular prices of them are $70-some-odd. You buy them now for $30, $40 savings. So buy them now, right now. Go to MyPillow.com, and when you're ready to check out, use the promo code DJV. You get the lowest prices, you get no shipping charges, and you get that 60-day money-back, which is actually 90-day money-back guarantee because it goes the 1st of March. How about them apples? All there to serve you. It's the offer of the year from MyPillow.com. Checking out, make sure again you use the code DJV.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's the Black Friday sale at Ace. Visit acehardware.com to get your coupon for 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online this Friday only. Find the perfect gifts for everyone on your list from some of our best brands and more. Save big on Black Friday with 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online only at Ace. Must present coupon redeem. Offer valid at participating stores and acehardware.com on regular priced items. Limit one. Exclusions apply.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
53 at the hour now. Time for us to go through the top five items this week from the world of technology. Doug and Victoria Keelan here has done all the research, and so we get right to it. Number five this week, as we head to number one, is a focus on Apple and what the bad guys at Apple, or at least one bad guy, has been doing.
Yeah, some bad PR for Apple happened this week. A California grand jury indicted Apple's head of global security on charges that he tried to bribe Santa Clara County, which is in California. He tried to bribe officials with iPads. Apparently, this guy Thomas Moyer is accused of offering 200 iPads worth $70,000 to two different members of the sheriff's office in exchange for four concealed carry firearms licenses for Apple employees. The iPads were never delivered, apparently, because he got busted before this transaction could actually come to fruition. But
the guy ran him out.
Not really sure who ratted him out, but somehow he got busted.
Somebody's got a number on him.
Yeah. His attorney says that that he was collateral damage in a dispute between Santa Clara sheriff and district attorneys, and saying that, you know, once it goes to trial, they believe he'll be acquitted. I'm not really so sure. It looks like there actually is some real evidence against this guy. He's been at Apple for about 15 years. He's been the head of global security since November of 2018. And he wrote a memo in 2018 warning Apple employees about the potential consequences of leaking information to the media, which he wrote can become part of your personal and professional identity forever. So he's eating those words right now. So we'll see what happens when it goes to trial.
Nice job there, fella. Number four, speaking of not so nice jobs, Tesla's got a problem.
Tesla has issued a recall of about 10,000 vehicles in the U.S., the 9,000 Model X and from the year 2016, and 400 Model Ys that are brand new from 2020. The issues were, of course, filed with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and Tesla says that they will fix everything free of charge. They're going to be testing all this stuff out. What happened was the cars feature cosmetic appliques that were apparently applied without a primer, which can cause the trim on the roof of the car to fall off while driving at high speeds, which basically means the entire roof can come off your car. So it's really, it's important if you have one of these vehicles, make sure that you are on top of this recall, because in one recent incident, a Model Y, which is part of the 2020 recall, the entire roof fell off while the driver was driving. So that's obviously a huge hazard for everyone else around you and for you yourself if you're, you know, driving. But and then on the other recall with the 2016 Model X's, it's a steering issue which isn't bolted down properly, and so the driver could actually lose power steering. So both of them are really important to get fixed as soon as you can.
All right, here's a black eye for Comcast, and they, like Verizon, deserve a black eye from time to time. Verizon deserves them all the time, but how about this one for Comcast?
Comcast doesn't really have, I don't know, I wouldn't give them a very high rating. My parents have Comcast, and it's very slow internet and very basic cable, and they pay about $200 a month, so I'm not a fan. But anyway, next year, Comcast says they plan to charge home internet customers in the northeastern states. They're going to charge you for going over 1.2 terabytes of data in a month. Now, that is a lot of data, just to, you know, put that out there. 1.2 terabytes is a lot. However, with everyone working from home, especially in the Northeast, kids are doing a lot of, you know, distance learning, and parents are working from home. So data is going way, way up. So in January and February, Comcast says that they're going to give their Xfinity customers who are not on an unlimited plan, they'll give you a credit for any data usage over that, but only for 1 month. And if you exceed that amount, then you're going to be charged $10 per 50 gigs of data. 50 gigs of data is not a lot of data, which means you could end up having $100 more per month on your bill. It might be a good time to start shopping around for another alternative. Everyone knows at the end of the year, beginning of next of 2021, a lot of, you can find good deals. You can shop around. You can go to Verizon Fios. You can go to RCN. See what kind of deal they are offering you. This affects Connecticut, Delaware, Massachusetts, Maryland, Maine, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Vermont, West Virginia, D.C., and parts of North Carolina and Ohio. You're all going to see these price hikes. So
HBO,
I would say now's the time to start shopping around.
Has some news here. We've got to pay attention to this quickly.
Yeah, HBO has finally is going to be available on Amazon Fire Stick and Fire TV devices. This has been in negotiations for at least 6 months, and this is a huge relief for people who actually want to watch HBO. So you'll now be able to get HBO Max, which is a great thing, and you'll get Wonder Woman on Christmas Day.
Presidential accounts moving over to Joe Biden on Twitter and Facebook, number one this week.
Yep. Donald Trump hasn't conceded yet, but Twitter and Facebook are moving on. They are transferring the POTUS accounts. And so President-elect Joe Biden, on the 20th of January, he will now occupy the brand-new POTUS handles, and Donald Trump's will now be POTUS 45. That's where...
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.